Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Monday, February 10th. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qalerts.app, qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get Q notifications on your phone, you can get the Qmap app, the qalerts, and qalerts Lite apps. I believe Q Drops is still available. If you have an iPhone, I have been told by people that you can get the Get Pushed app, install that on your phone, and then look for the updates from qalerts.app. Search for that in the search window, and then you'll get the notifications. My theme for this broadcast is an informed public. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mike Pompeo in this broadcast. Let me zoom in here a bit. What is the greatest fear of corrupt politicians? A citizenry that understands their corruption. Q's mission is to make the public aware of the extent of public corruption. And corruption not just in politics, but in Hollywood, in academia, in healthcare, in the corporate world. Corruption is fairly pervasive. The Great Awakening describes the public being made aware of corruption. You awake and thinking for yourself is their greatest fear. All right, so the media, their agenda is to convince the public that Q is a dangerous conspiracy. Hundreds of articles have been written by the mainstream media about Q. Virtually all of them say the same thing. Why would the largest media companies in the world collectively attack Q? Well, you attack those who threaten your narrative. And yesterday, the New York Times went off and did their usual rambling, nonsensical, stringing together word salad hit piece on Q. I read the article. It's kind of laughable. It's pretty tragic. And that article was then syndicated. It's now in Rolling Stone. I think Reuters picked it up. CBS picked it up. A lot of other news outlets are publishing the same article. So attacks are increasing. Not surprising. The night of the 8th, there was a lot of attacks on Q's board, on 8kun. CodeMonkey has been trying to mitigate the attacks, and it's an ongoing situation. A major emphasis for Q in the last couple of months has been the exposure of political corruption related to China. American political corruption related to China is not a new thing. In 1996, the ChinaGate scandal involved the transfer of American technology, including nuclear missile and satellite technology, in an exchange for millions of dollars in contributions to Bill Clinton's re-election campaign. You can check out ChinaGate. A lot of articles are written about it at that time. President Trump has taken a different stance toward China. That his views on China have been outlined in a number of speeches, including one by Vice President Mike Pence on October 4th. Q actually posted a link to that and said, "Look here, Russia. Do not look here, China. Worth 43 minutes of your time. Fake news will never report. Important to understand going forward. Facts matter." Q. All right. Why does Joe Biden minimize the threat that China poses to the U.S.?
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system.
Well, Joe Biden minimizes the threat that China poses because he is connected to a whole lot of hanky-panky in China. Biden's opinion stands in stark contrast to that of FBI Director Chris Wray, who said China represents the broadest, most challenging, most significant threat we face as a country in a message last year. Q, in March of 2018, said Biden, China is a very important marker. When the connection was made that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had some funny things going on, but with China, Q said, important marker. And we've been learning over the last year and a half a lot more about what that involves. And of course, you have the NBA And their big scandal, one of the general managers put out a tweet that supported Hong Kong protesters, and that started a firestorm in the NBA. And of course, no one tells you that Klay Thompson has an $80 million contract with a Chinese shoe company. Dwayne Wade has a lifetime deal with a rival company. NBA has multi-billion dollar contracts for clothing and games that are broadcast there. So the NBA has a huge financial reason to do whatever China tells them to do. What is the price of freedom of speech, though? That's the question. And does anyone really believe that Senator Dianne Feinstein did not know that her staffer was taking the information he obtained while working for her and was giving it to the Chinese government? She probably did know. And Dianne Feinstein, I think, is going to suffer a lot of blowback when this all comes out, the corruption related to China. So yesterday, Mike Pompeo addressed, this is actually 2 days ago now, more than 40 governors, warning them about the dangers of being recruited to serve the interests of the Chinese Communist Party. Full speech is available on YouTube. It's about a 19-minute video. I'll let you listen to this section of it. That was Carly got cued for that.
Last year I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal-making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal-making sounds like it might have come from President Trump, but the invitation was actually from a former governor. I was being invited to the U.S.-China Governors Collaboration Summit. It was an event co-hosted by the National Governors Association and something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship and Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty harmless. What the invitation did not say is that the group I just mentioned, is the public face of the Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency, the United Front Work Department. Now, I was lucky. I was familiar with that organization from my time as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, but it got me thinking. How many of you made the link between that group and Chinese Communist Party officials? What if you made a new friend while you were at that event? What if your new friend asked you for introductions to other politically connected and powerful people? What if your new friend offered to invest big money in your state, perhaps in your pension, in industries sensitive to our national security? These aren't hypotheticals. These scenarios are all too true, and they impact American foreign policy significantly. Indeed, last year, a Chinese government-backed think tank in Beijing produced a report that assessed all 50 of America's governors on their attitudes towards China. They labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has. Many of you, indeed, in that report are referenced by name. So here's the lesson. The lesson is that competition with China is not just a federal issue. It's why I wanted to be here today, Governor Hogan. It's happening in your states with consequences for our foreign policy, for the citizens that reside in your states, and indeed for each of you.
Although the address was given to governors, the wider intended audience was the general public. Q posted a link to the tweet, an informed public threatens those in power, Q. So if the public is aware of corruption, and if they're aware of the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is recruiting their governors and their politicians, that puts pressure on politicians to play it straight, basically. All right, Julian's rum got queued when he picked up on something that Mike Pompeo said in his speech and tied it back to a Q post from April of 2018. Pompeo's time as CIA director gave him an advantage when he moved to the State Department because he knew some of this was going on. So the quote here was, now I was lucky, I was familiar with that organization from my time as a director of the CIA. And an old post here, Q wrote about the White House position's rapid changes, why was it planned? Visibility in one helps another, connected. CIA to Secretary of State, North Korea, Russia, China, Mexico. So Q, Benton, this was, let's see, it was quite a while ago. Do I have the original post? Yeah, I do here. This is from April of 2018. Q was responding to critics of the president who were basically saying that he was in his White House was in chaos, everything was a mess, people were always being moved, and Q was suggesting that those moves were strategic. So Q posted a link to Julian Rumm's status and said, confirmed that this was the correct connection. Sheryl Sullinger retweeted a video where Lindsey Graham said he expects crooked cops to go to prison. I'll let you listen to this video.
The Russian investigation, what happened? Half the people behind the Russian investigation are going to go to jail, and Trump
When?
was cleared.
Hopefully.
Well, just hang tight. They
Okay.
come after Trump on Ukraine, and Biden blows up. So every time they throw a rock at Trump, they get hit. So here's what we should look at. Why did the State Department not act when they were told about the conflict of interest with Hunter Biden regarding the Ukraine, right?
Right.
Who is the whistleblower? Does he have contacts on Schiff's staff? Did Colonel Vindman leak information to the whistleblower?
Right.
And as to the FISA warrant, how could you sign the warrant four times and not know the whole thing was off the rails? That's where I come in.
Okay, so you're going to do something because even the head of the FISA court said it was wrong. It was not predicated
Stay
on
tuned.
probable cause. You know the whole thing. So you're going to do something. You want to tell us what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to give a list of witnesses to the Department of Justice that I want to call. It's going to be the case agent. I want to find out how this thing got so screwed up. Why didn't they tell about the Russian source who said, the dossier is not reliable?
That's
How could
right.
it be possible that it never goes up to the top? I don't believe. I want to know what Obama knew about this investigation. I want to call Rosenstein, Sally Yates, Comey and McCabe, and all the people who worked on this case to find out how it got so off the rails and make sure it never happens again. And I want to know who in the White House knew about this counterintelligence investigation against the Republican
Well,
nominee.
you
Q retweeted a link to that video and said the bottom half was instructed, 99% good, the first will send a shockwave, Q. I think what Q is telling us here is that the 99% of the FBI, the people that are good, they were instructed, they were warned that the storm is coming. The first indictments, I believe that is, of those who are corrupt will bring a shockwave. And then last night, Q posted justice. Don't know what that means yet, but we'll find out. Code Monkey said the attacks on the board last night have been coming in all day. Very sophisticated and expensive attacks. The person paying for the attack likely has deep pockets. Note, if the ClearNet site is under attack, the Tor site will probably still be working. Got some news for you here. This morning, Attorney General William Barr announced a 9-count indictment against Chinese military hackers responsible for the theft of personal information of nearly half of all American citizens from the credit reporting agency Equifax. Four members of the Chinese military were indicted on those charges. Kyle Griffin was cued this morning for this article that explains that the Department of Justice created a process for vetting the information that Rudy Giuliani has about corruption in Ukraine. And Q posted a link to the tweet, "Did the Mueller investigation open the door to Ukraine? Did Mueller open the door to FISA, illegal in brackets? How do you introduce evidence legally? Did impeachment provide a platform to discuss findings of Ukraine? How do you introduce evidence legally?" So these investigations, the Mueller investigation and the impeachment investigation, opened the door for the president's people to bring in evidence that is going to hang the corrupt people who tried to go after the president. So Q asked, did impeachment harm or help POTUS public? It actually helped him. He tweeted this morning, 95% approval rating in the Republican Party, a record 53% overall, plus add 9 points. Corrupt Democrat politicians have brought me the highest polling numbers ever within the impeachment hoax. Thank you, Nancy. So the impeachment actually ended up helping President. Do you really believe that POTUS and team trusted Hussein's holdovers to remain within the administration and work to enact the president's agenda without bias or confrontation? How do you awaken the induced coma public fake news control from their long sleep? Sometimes allowing your enemies to openly attack. Logical thinking. Q. So Q is basically saying that a lot of this was planned, that Trump and his people knew that these attacks would come. They were going to use these attacks to expose the corruption in the deep state on Capitol Hill. And we have this wonderful meme here of Trump. The hunt is on. Hunter has become the hunted. Hunter Biden is one of them. All right, so we're going to move along here and zoom out a little bit. 2020, you're the boomerang. And a reminder about Rudy Giuliani. This is an old post from May of 2018. Q wrote, "Who knows where the bodies are buried?" Reread drops regarding who knows where. Rudy, now comes the pain. Q. Rudy knows where the bodies are buried. He's got a lot of dirt on these bad people. All right, the president's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, pulled a Scaramucci, got rid of 70 Obama holdovers from the National Security Council. And Q posted a link to that article. We got what we needed. There is no step five. Thank you for playing, Q. There is no step five for those of you who need an update. Back in February 11th of 2019, so almost a year ago, Q responded to a tweet by Adam Schiff, who laid out a fictitious plan by the president to scam people. Q responded with, "Let's actually use facts. Step one, hype an invented threat of POTUS working with the Russians. Step two, send FBI, DOJ, Congress, Senate, CIA to address and investigate the imaginary threat. Step three, justify a special counsel. Step four, open a new fake and false investigation as chairman of the House Intel Committee." And then Q responded to that tweet recently. This is from November, said there is no step five. When Q wrote there is no step five, just saying that, no, this is the end of the line. Hopefully, they're going to put these people in jail, so there really won't be a step five. And Anon posted this, "What advantages might exist when you know the other side's playbook?" This is an old post by Q. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, trap. He caught them all. Right, so if you know your enemy's playbook, you can set traps for them. And corrupt politicians have used the same playbook for years, but now they have people who are actually smarter than them, who are figuring it out. This morning, Q posted a repost of a drop from April 2nd, 2018, that talks about John Bolton and a signal, White House clean, signal, marker, everything is planned. Years, message, unity, awakening, we fight, Lexington, Concord, stay together, Q. I just realized something. Lexington and Concord, oh my gosh. The president mentioned Concord in his speech tonight. Tonight at the rally, the president made a big deal about the city of Concord and even made the little Q with his finger. Check out the video.
"Because we are funding for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Army National Guard Readiness Centers just a few miles from here in Pembroke and in Concord. Concord, I love Concord. I love Concord. Oh, Concord. You know how famous Concord is? Concord. That's the same Concord that we read about all the time, right? Concord. I love Concord."
Alrighty. So we have a little cue proof there. And then this post goes on to say, "Follow Bolton. Clean. Stage. Learn how to archive offline." So Q asks, what happened following Bolton's departure from the White House? Was the White House clean? What happened following impeachment? Nadler, Schiff, Pelosi cannot walk down the street. Imagine that. So both of these things were mentioned in this previous post. And then Q posted this. It's a meme. "Greatest military intelligence operation of our time. Back channels are important. Attacks will only intensify. You attack those who threaten you the most. Enjoy the show, Q." And a couple of Anons posted some memes from the board. "We are honored to serve the Commander-in-Chief as a volunteer cyber militia. We sure the heck are." And that gets us all caught up to Q. Thank you for sharing this video on social media. If you like this video, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for keeping me and Denise in prayer. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.